We are back, bitches.
Yay.
Hey, ladies.
Hello.
Welcome back to our rebranded podcast, Thick and Tired. I know we took a little hiatus, but we're back and we're ready to kick off this new year with a new chapter. Ready to dish out some truth sprinkled with a little bit of sass.
Maybe a lot of sass.
A whole lot of sass. Maybe too much sass, all right?
We're going to be honest.
Good luck. For all our thick lovelies out there, so whether you're listening for the first time or you're a loyal fan, it's time to buckle up and get ready for one hell of a ride. So for those of you who don't know us, we want to reintroduce ourselves, and then we're going to really dive into everything that we have to talk about today, because we really have to catch you all up with what we've been doing and what we have been up to. So I'm going to toss it over to the beautiful Blondie sitting to the right of me.
Marilyn.
All right. So none of you have any idea who I am. I'm Gia. I do our social media. I do a little bit of this. I do some bridal styling. I'll be the local handyman. I do a little bit of everything. Call me Gia if you need help fixing anything.
Our maintenance girl.
I don't know. What else? I don't know. You'll get to know
give
more
us your
of me
fun,
as we keep right, going.
So give us like a Jeopardy. You know in Jeopardy, the part of Jeopardy where like, oh my God, RIP Alex Trebek. Okay. Oh. You know when like the host, you know when the host of Jeopardy, like after the first commercial break, he goes around and you tell some, they give you the stupidest facts about themselves.
Oh my God.
Give us your Jeopardy.
Yeah, give us a stupid
and
fact.
I use this as an icebreaker, like bachelorette parties. Like, hi, my name's Cassidy. And what's my Jeopardy fact? What's your Jeopardy fact?
Honestly, the first thing I thought about is I hate opening the door for strangers, and one time the mailman was trying to come to my house while my dog was outside and we were playing, and then I fell into a hole that my dog dug. I guess that's my fun fact of the day.
All right, so that's Gia, and she hates you and will not open the door for you.
Yeah.
How about our lovely store manager, Gia? Gia and Leah.
Yeah, it just felt right.
Way to kick it off.
People they'll figure out my personality soon enough. It won't take long. They don't need fun facts. I'll give it to them.
We're going to revisit that later when the podcast is over, because I can talk about that for 15 minutes.
It's not that long of a story.
How about you over there?
So my name is Leah. I am the store manager here at Ivory and Vein. My little fun fact, well, I have three cats. I'm a crazy cat lady. Hello, Keto Rambo and Alfalfa out there. This one's for you.
Listening.
This pod's for you.
No, but seriously, like, I will sit here and talk to anyone about cats all day long. Any of my brides that come in, yeah, I got you.
Confirmed again.
Yes, yeah.
All right, we're going to end with our savior, our queen, our store owner. My name is Cassidy. I am one part of Curvy Godmother. I've been with Ivory and Vein. I don't know, Corinne, when did I force you to hire me?
I think it was
like 2019?
Yeah, it was like 2019. I met you in 18, yep. I think. And then
don't work for Ivory. I'm not a sales associate anymore because I got knocked up and I have to do the whole mom thing. But I come in on Wednesdays, favorite day of the week, and I do content. So I'm super happy and excited to be back. And this has been so much fun. It's a chance for me to put a bra on, put makeup on, and just live my most authentic life with my friends. So it's my favorite day. And now, last but certainly not least,
I'm Corinne, but everyone pretty much knows that already. I'm the owner of Ivory and Vein, founded the company in 2018, and still going strong. Three stores? Well, two stores, one design studio later.
That's so crazy. Still I remember here. When you first started. You're like, I think
spoiler
I want to like...
Yeah. Spoiler alert. We'll get into that.
Well, we're going to touch on that.
We are going to touch on that.
I mean, now that we've all really reintroduced ourselves... Yeah. Oh my God, I didn't give my Jeopardy fact. You didn't give your Jeopardy fact.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah, you're right.
All right, what's your Jeopardy fact? Go first.
My Jeopardy fact.
You don't know it because I know mine. I'll say what you want to
say. Okay,
about
you can say yours.
My Jeopardy fact is I am so good. You know when you pull up to an ATM and you have to get close to the thing?
Oh, God.
I am so good at it, and I don't scrape my car, and I am so, and I don't have to open my door. I don't have to like lean again. I am so good at pulling up to ATM windows.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a much better fact than just having anxiety.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I open the door for people.
Or loving cats.
But I like
you're
really.
Chivalrous.
I am very good at it. And really? Like, yeah, like I don't scrape my car, and I don't have to like, it's like sometimes it's annoying. Huh. That's my Jeopardy fun fact. What's yours?
Okay, so to be honest, it's a store thing. I think not really.
Okay.
So I never remember anybody's names. Would you know that? Because I call you a thousand different names.
Yeah, she
but,
calls me Lindsay.
Like if
Lorinda.
There's yeah, Lindsay, Laura, Linda,
I love Linda,
Lori. She has like a thousand different names.
I do.
Everybody
and I just,
has.
I answer to all of them.
Yeah, I don't remember people's names, but for the girl, like for brides in the store, I may not remember your name or your face, but if you show me the dress that you bought, I'll remember you.
You'll be like, oh, that's the one.
That's the girl.
Okay.
Oh, I remember. Okay. Yeah. I'm always like, what dress did she buy?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I remember her.
Wait, we were at the nail salon the other day and we were sitting next to someone and she was saying, oh my God, I've been to your shop before, blah, blah, blah. And Corinne was like, oh, really? She's like, what dress did you get? And then she showed her the dress. She's like, oh my God.
Yeah, I remembered her as soon as she showed me the dress.
There you go.
Yeah, so your old dress is to me.
You are nobody to Corinne but a dress. Anyway, let's talk about the new store.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk about it.
Nice.
Where is it? What do we got there?
What even is it?
I think people, right? Like, is it just a bridal shop?
It is not a bridal shop. So there is actually not one bridal dress in that store.
No. We try to make that very clear.
Yes.
It is not bridal at all.
Yeah, and it's hard.
Totally different.
Sayville is just bridal. Port Jeff is all formal wear, so prom, evening wear, sweet 16, and then casual clothes.
Elevated casual.
Elevated, I like to call it Ellie Cash.
Ellie Cash.
But I cannot take credit for that elevated casual.
Which is so, like, perfect, because when I think, because I need to, like, really work on my casual, because listen, I'm a mom. Like, I'm getting up every day, I'm putting on a sports bra, leggings, and, like, whatever. But, like, I have to go out and be a human in society, so I want, like, an elevated casual look where I don't look like a freaking rag picker.
Yeah. So my biggest pet peeve, honestly, is when people are walking around in their pajamas. Like, I'm like, you literally put zero to no effort into your look for the day. And I'm sorry.
Not only do you not know anyone's names, but you will judge them for wearing their flannel or maybe pajama pants out. Okay.
Is that you?
There you go, Corinne.
If you're going to, like, I get it, like running errands, I throw on leggings, I'll throw on Uggs, and I'll throw on a sweatshirt. That's totally fine, or like a cute sweatshirt. But I always try to kind of like put myself together. I don't want it to look like I rolled out of bed. Yes, you can wear your hair in a ponytail. Yeah, thank you.
Adam Sandler chic.
What is that? Adam Sandler chic.
Tell me.
ASC.
You don't want to look like that. That's like, because Adam Sandler, like, he don't give a damn. He'll go to a red carpet.
Look, I would say dress Adam Sandler chic.
No way.
No.
Gia, I'm throwing it out there. I want you to take video pictures of yourself every day when you're not at work, and I want to see what you're wearing.
Okay.
I was wearing yesterday. See, she doesn't even know.
I know what I was wearing yesterday.
I just wait. Could be that bad.
Yesterday, we had a snow day.
Well, this is a snow day. That doesn't count.
I stayed in my cat pajamas all day.
It doesn't surprise me.
Do they have cats on them? Or
yes,
like,
and it says, like, chow.
There's no way they don't have cats on them. It's not possible. I'm just letting
literally,
you know.
Literally, like, a matching set. And Justin's like...
But that's cute. Does Justin have the same matching set?
No, actually, it was a Christmas gift given to me from my mother-in-law years ago, and I still have them, and they're my favorite pajama set ever.
That's so sweet,
but I can only be, like, in the comfort of my own home.
Yeah.
I can't even go outside and shovel.
Do you have cat pajamas at the new store?
Because
then Leah will not shop there.
No.
So, like, what do we...
Leah won't shop there.
So let the viewers know, like, what do we have? Okay. I know I went there one day and I like
elevated casual is basically like we have cute little like lounge pants or like a lounge set. There's really like cute sweatshirts, like pretty, not like just like they're not like I don't want to throw out names, but like Champion. It's not like just a plain Champion sweatshirt. It's like a cute, what's the like a balloon sleeve or like
a bishop sleeve.
Like a bishop sleeve. I was trying to think of the name of it.
It's basically things that you wouldn't judge people wearing.
Right, exactly. And then we have cute little like wrap skirts, and then we have like really cute, like for the spring and the summer, we have like a couple of tiered maxi dresses, cotton.
Oh, I love that. I have to come look at them. So those are
adorable.
My favorite. I love maxi dresses in the summer.
I cannot say cute enough. It's really cute.
It's just
there's
cute.
Lots of layerable items, I think. I bought so much stuff there already. Like, I got the really cute pants
love
that Cassidy always
pants.
Loves. They're like ruched on the side with like little ties on the bottom, and you can either dress them down or they're so comfortable they feel like pajamas.
And if you see me staring at you every time you wear those, it's just because I love your pants.
Because honestly, I feel like the way we ended up bringing in all of that elevated casual, if you will, is we brought in just the formal wear. We brought in some bridal giftables.
Yeah.
And then people would come into the store and they were quite literally like, oh, this is too formal. And we're like, no.
Do you remember
when we first
opened the store and we had have like a main table when you first walk in and it had a bridal t-shirt. It just said bride. Yep. It was just a t-shirt. There were many other things in the store and on that table. And people were walking in the store going, oh, we have to go. This is a bridal shop. And we were like, wait, what?
Like,
there's so many other things.
In,
like, yeah. So we were like, all right, we need to get rid of that. Like, we don't want people to just think this is just for brides because it's not. It's literally for everybody.
And it has, you have like really
there's
pretty.
So much.
You have beautiful
stuff.
Accessories too.
Oh, yeah.
yeah, like bags and
handbags.
Like
headbands. We have those really cute.
Yeah, side. My everyday bag is now that one. Oh, yeah. And it's so great because it's the perfect size. Like, I bring it to work every day because it fits my computer, it fits my iPad, it fits everything I could possibly need in a day. And I just, that's my go to bag now forever.
I love that bag. We both have the same bag.
Yes, yeah. I love it so much. Yeah. And it looks very, very expensive. But it wasn't. Yeah. It was like $100.
Yeah, that's really cute.
And we bring in a lot of bags that, like, you would see, they're kind of, I don't want to say they're knockoffs, but they're similar
inspired
by other bags that could be thousands of dollars that you're like the Chelsea bag. Like, yes. You're not going to go, a lot of people are not going to go out and buy this bag, but we have a bag that looks very similar to it. And honestly, I think a lot of people are like, wait, is that the Chelsea bag? I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah, like
no, it's not. But you can find it at Ivory Main, Kirby Corner Boutique, like, and Port Jefferson, like, and the heart of Port Jefferson.
Yeah. I love that little tote bag. It's She's so the cute thing ever. Yeah. I lose things in it, even though it's so small. But
and we have evening bags and earrings and jewelry. I buy so much candles. Jewelry there. There's so many little things there.
And I want to talk about. So yeah. I know the design studio is major, and not a lot of people know about that yet.
No,
right?
It's still so new.
But before we do that, can we just? When you, because I've been to the Kirby Corner Boutique only like twice, which is insane, but like I don't really get out of the house much.
And it's far for you.
You have beautiful, there's also very beautiful ball, like prom dresses, yes, and Mother of the Bride, yeah, right? So, mm-hmm. And they're all plus size. They're Kirby.
They're all plus size. Yeah, just like Sayville, that all the dresses are in plus size samples. That's mm-hmm. the way Port Jeff is as well. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those dresses you can purchase right off the rack. So you come in, I'll bring in lots of dresses that mm-hmm. Are in sizes that can be easily altered, blah, blah, blah. And then you just take the dress with you that day.
Beautiful.
But we can't. There are lots of dresses that are orderable as well.
What's the address, Corinne? Just so our listeners know.
The address is 93 Main Street.
Nope.
We are
98 Main Street.
53.
We're 53 in Sayville, but
Gia really being on the ball.
I got my facts.
Good
but
job.
Yeah, thanks.
I'm
we're
hungry right now.
No,
Corinne's Panera Bread wasn't delivered to the right address.
That's so all that we can think about. I literally was just thinking about that and how much I want to beat up that DoorDash man.
Yeah.
But we're 98 Main Street in Port Jefferson, New York. Yeah. I don't know the zip code, but
11777.
Come on and down and visit us. I know in the summertime it's going to be.
Look for a big ice cream cone and a big boat.
Yeah.
You'll find
us. So we're across the street, at the corner of Main Street and Broadway. So we're right at the end where the blinking light is. So you can literally not miss us. We're in that big blue building.
A lot of
Chandler
people do,
Square.
Though.
A lot of people do miss us. But not like when the boat lets out, it's really awesome down there. So it's like everyone has to cross that crosswalk. They come in. It's just fabulous. Yeah. I can't wait till the spring and the summer. We were packed last year. And we have more stuff this year, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
I'm so excited about that. I'm even more – well, no, I'm like equally excited because I don't really – I personally don't know much about this. Because I just saw it, like, pop up on freaking Instagram once. I'm like, oh, wow, this is really cute. Where
we
is this?
We kept it really under wraps.
What the fuck? Yeah. Tell us all about it. Design studio? Leah? Grid? What are you doing?
Yeah, so.
Why didn't you tell me?
So, for a while.
Why didn't you tell me?
Well, I mean, you know, it was kind of like we've been talking about it for a while.
Yes.
It wasn't like a secret to us. I mean, we kind of knew. But it was something that was really in the works and we really wanted to do. But it needed to be done properly and we needed just the right space and the opportunity presented itself and we kind of like jumped at it and that was it. And
it happened fast once we actually took action towards it.
Oh,
I
think. Like the ball, we were like, how about we do this? And then it was like, oh. And then we started talking about it, found the space, and then it was like.
So can you build dresses from scratch? Like if a curvy bride comes in, hey, I really like, I like this, I like that. You don't have anything like that. You will sketch something up and create it.
Yeah. So the girls are really great. I'll kind of let Leah explain that process. Yeah.
So basically, yes, we can have someone come in and build a custom gown for them. I mean, I would say if you're going to do a custom bridal gown, that has to be done well in advance for your wedding, just because you're going to have, like, it's the biggest wedding dress. Like, it's the biggest dress you'll ever have in your whole life. So you need to really, you're going to be going back and forth in a lot of appointments. But a lot of people also, I constantly am working with brides and the mom's like, what can I do with my dress? Like, I want her to have some piece of my dress. Like, what can we do with that? And now what's really special is that we have a seamstress, a tailor, who is able to reconstruct mom's dress or grandma's dress and make it either a bachelorette party dress or your bridal shower dress or even a getting ready robe for your wedding day. So that's really unique.
That's great because I feel like everyone's always looking for that. Like, you always see these cute I saw this one TikTok. And it was like a big church rehearsal. And there was this bride. You could tell it was like a vintage dress, but created like into a mini. And it was a big church full of people. And you know it was her grandma. She was running up to her like, congratulations. And she saw that she was wearing her wedding dress. And she like dropped her bag. She's like, oh my God. And you think to yourself, well, where the hell do you get something like that? Mm-hmm. I feel like you have to go on Etsy and then you don't know the person. It's not personal. So I think it's great that you have like a place where you can like just go in there and meet with them. And like, you know, it's local. So I'm so excited to see what the future is for that.
You know, it's really special too, because it's like, again, like it's dresses, like we were saying, like your grandmother or your mother, and you can change that into just like use
custom
it.
Pieces.
Like it's just like a custom thing. And we used to do the lingerie line, which I'm sure a few people know. But this just is a lot more special than just going online. Right. Like anyone nowadays can just go online and buy a robe or whatever. But this just makes it that much more special. And you're going to have it forever. Like you can use it on your anniversaries. Mm-hmm. And it's just a great little.
Even the process in itself is very special, because you get to come in and talk to a designer. Like someone who went to school for this, who has a creative vision. And you get to sit down with her. And she's going to sketch out exactly what you're saying right off the bat. Like right in front of you. Start sketching. And then after the process is over, you get to go home with those professional images that she has, you know, drawn up for you, as well as she's been making scrunchies out of like the residual fabric.
Oh, so cute.
So that's freaking cute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even like when we're doing alterations now, I've been asking the girls, like, you have extra fabric. Do you want to like make a couple scrunchies?
Yeah.
Like,
why not?
Yeah, why not? Then you can have that
or
forever.
Like a bow, because those bows are in, like the bows, right?
Oh yeah, so in alterations there will be an option for the girls, for the brides moving forward, to do like these add-ons, like do you want a custom jean jacket with like pearls and it says bride on the back, or do you just want a plain satin robe that we have up front with something on it, the bows for the hair, the scrunchies, and then we have like a couple other things that we're gonna like throw in there.
So that's
that'll
exciting
just be,
so this is really a like, place for you guys to tap into your creative side, because exactly. I know you do seamstress work.
Yeah, well, I went to FIT, so Fashion Institute of Technology. Yep. So I always had the dream of being a fashion designer, like working in the city one day, all of that. And then I realized I didn't want to do that commute. I didn't want to live in the city. Mm-hmm. And I found my dream job here, which was helping brides, because it really is the most magical dress that you'll ever have. Mm-hmm. And there's just such a sentiment to it, that this is like my happy place and this is my home. So now being able to tap into that creative side again and being able to like create patterns and draping and all of that.
Yeah.
It's just.
You feel complete, huh?
Yes. Seriously.
You wear your cat pajamas while you do that?
Yeah, I might. You know, I might. I might be by myself.
And then Corinne will judge you.
I will totally judge
Corinne, you. I'll get you special Aurora ones.
Oh, all right.
She'll wear those.
And for as long as I've known you, I know you always wanted to tap into that.
Yeah, so I always wanted to create a space for the plus size community, but this sets us apart.
Yeah.
And that honestly, at the end of the day, has always been my main goal.
I always wanted
to do things that were like a little bit different. And I just, you know, like I kind of had that idea. We talked about that, about like the robes and stuff, for a long time. And I just, you know, again, like it's just a great, you know, if you're like, my mom was not plus size.
Yeah.
So I could never have worn her dress.
You know, I was
going to. Possible.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask, did you got.
Sorry. Mom, you're not a whore. She's going to listen to this. She'll be like, nice talk.
I know.
Nice talk, Cassidy Ann.
Meanwhile, my mom said happy.
No, I was curious if you guys like used old like family wedding dresses for your weddings to some capacity. So, I don't even know if my mother has a wedding dress, truthfully. I have no idea.
No. Honestly, I didn't use my mom's. I mean, she was like a teeny tiny thing.
Yeah.
And
not made it into anything, nothing.
Yeah, no.
My mom threw out her wedding dress.
Yeah, I feel like my mom probably did that too.
I don't even know if my mom has it, to be honest. Yeah. But if she did, I wouldn't be able to.
Yeah. She was like, this thing is bad luck.
Yeah. I feel like there's no evidence of my parents' wedding except for one single video where they're actually getting married and then they're yelling at my sister to stop playing with the flowers.
You know,
that's all I have.
Even if like with like you were saying, like your mom said it was bad luck or whatever, but even like if you didn't use the dress per se, and like
lace.
Just the lace or just something to do like that, something old
or like a patch, like
I would have 100% like did something with like if my grandmother had her dress or something. That would have been something that I would have definitely
and let
done.
Me just say, my mom said it was bad luck because my parents are divorced.
Don't go and throw
out those bridal gowns, bitches. Get those preserved or go to the Ivory Main design shop.
Yeah, and I told her still, I was like, I can't believe you threw that out. I could have totally taken all that
lace and
done something with it, but you know, it is what it is. She just had no idea that I was going to be a designer.
Oh my god, you could have made tuxedos for the cats.
Oh my gosh. All right, Corinne, let's not get carried away.
Sorry.
Speaking of weddings and dresses. I know someone sitting at this table had a wedding recently. She did. And I think you, touching base on like dresses and transformations, your flower girls had at your wedding. Well, first, let's talk about your wedding. Let's talk for a little bit about the wedding. Yes. Where was it? How long ago? And tell us everything.
So it was back in September the 17th at Giorgio's. Mm-hmm. It was the most magical day of my life. I wouldn't have wanted it to go any other way. Mm-hmm. Everything was perfect. And when I talk to my brides now, I remember how stressed out I was the month and like the weeks leading up to it. You don't have to worry about any of that. Like, no. Everything just works out. And I had so much drama, so much family drama that I was like, I physically couldn't deal with it. A hurricane was supposed to hit literally on the day of my wedding, and I was panicking. And then the day came. It was beautiful. Not one drop of rain at all, and the weather was just perfect.
It really all works out.
It really did. I didn't have anything I needed to worry about, and I'm like, why did I stress so much? But whatever. Like, we all do it.
Inevitable. You don't do a wedding. You don't throw yourself a wedding every freaking weekend. So it's new to you. So you're going to freak out about it. But like, I do it every fucking day. So it's hard, but it's, you know, the pictures are stunning. I couldn't go. I'm so sad I couldn't go because I had to work, but.
It was such a blur. Like, it goes so fast.
It does.
I was at Giorgio's at 5 a.m. getting ready. And the whole morning, all I said was like, when can I see Justin? I want to see him. Mm-hmm. I just was so nervous and anxious, not because like to marry him, but just because I wanted everything to go well.
Yeah. And you just wanted to see him.
I wanted to see him because seeing him was going to like make me feel like, okay, you know, I could take a deep breath.
After all my brides, I tell them all the time, I say, girls, I'm like, because they'll be like, oh God, I'm so nervous. I have to poop. And then they're going to be like, I'm going to tell you this. Like, once you see him, once the first look is done, it's a breath of, you are going to, that's it. You'll be fine for us. So I'm sure you felt like that after you saw Justin.
I definitely did. Yeah. I mean, I was a little nervous. Like, we said our vows at the altar. So I was definitely a little bit nervous to do that just because of, like, you know, public speaking and being very emotional like that. Mm-hmm. But it was perfect. I actually was less emotional than I thought. I really hardly cried.
Because your adrenaline, probably.
Definitely. And then afterwards, I, like, reread his vows. Like, I found them in one of the suitcases that I brought home. And I was, like, sobbing reading them. But right then and there, I was just standing there holding his hands, like,
this is great. There was 150 plus people staring at me in a beautiful field in the East End.
It was so sweet, though, that Justin was emotional. Like, as you came down the aisle, he, like, everybody, you know, the movie 27 Dresses, when he's like, oh, I always look at the groom to see, like, what they're doing. And I think that so many people looked at Justin and just saw, like, his whole face and just, like, how happy he was and, like, how emotional. And it was just, like, really, really beautiful.
I was really surprised that he cried at all. He cried during the first look, like, and I wore a different dress for my first look and the aisle.
Yes, you did, bitch.
So he cried when he saw me for the first look. He was like, oh, my God, this dress is perfect because it was, like, that fitted that he always said he wanted. And then he cried again when he saw me walk down the aisle in the other dress. I was like, are you crying because I spent money on another dress? Just kidding. No, but he's like this military man, so he always has his emotions in check. He, even at home, like, he never really shows any sort of stress or anything. Like, he's always just,
he's like kind logical. Of conditioned to,
yeah, he is, you know. So then to see him break down like that and like get emotional and show me that emotional side was crazy to
cry,
me
bitch, cry.
So when I was watching, so I was there for the first look. I was doing a little bit of content for Leah, but that's a side note. So I was filming. So she did a little bit of a switcheroo on Justin, and she had his best man come out in one of Leah's dresses and surprise him. So he turns around. He was already crying at the idea of you coming. And then he said to his best man, he's like, I need to save my tears for Leah.
That's so funny.
Like, literally, this man was like, what is this?
But that's good, though, because that kind of, like, that kind of, like, you know, broke the ice a little bit. Yeah. And, like, you know, like
he needed that. Yeah, he was stressed.
You need a little, like, comic relief, I guess, for the day. Because the first look is, you know, I think it's one of the most important parts of the day besides your ceremony. So
I like the first looks. I feel like they're a great way to go. Because I feel like, you're gonna just walk down the aisle, like raw dog the aisle?
When you do church ceremonies are typically no first look because, you know.
Church.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But no, I love the first looks they're beautiful. I a lot of my brides when they have their first look, they like it very intimate. They don't want everyone like gathering around them, but I'm always like, well, I need to be there just to make sure like I'm and I get very like emotional. I'm like, shit. I'm like, this is it. You're getting friggin' married. You know what I mean?
I have to say, my photographers and the videographer, they threw everybody out. The only person, my sister, my mom,
Gianna.
An
immediate family.
No. Everyone was gone. Yeah. The only person that my cousin Jessica was snuck in.
Big boobs?
Yeah.
Shout out to Jessica. Big titties.
Our bras are queen.
Big tit Jess.
Big tit Jess. Maybe she'll come on via
BTJ.
BTJ.
No.
We should get her. We should. You know
oh
what?
My God.
We're going to do a podcast episode.
We're gonna have
about
come
boobs.
Out.
And Jess is going to come.
Maybe she'll come out next week.
Yeah. Shortlist.
I can get her.
Just kidding.
No.
Just kidding.
I'd love to hang
just
out with Jess.
Kidding.
Poor Jess, man.
Anyway, so.
I love her.
That's no, we love her. Day. So she's the first look went great. Mm-hmm. Justin was emotional.
Yes.
Your wedding looked so beautiful. You looked absolutely outrageously stunning.
Oh, thank you.
That hair stayed all day.
That hair stayed all day. That was some gorgeous freaking hair
right
there.
Thank you. I spent a lot of money on that hair.
You sure did. And then also, your flower girl. Your flower girl dress was your dress, basically, right?
It was. It was pretty much a replica of my dress. So I sought out a designer that was able to recreate basically my dress on a smaller scale, which we also wanted to incorporate in the new design space is if you want to have a little mini me like I did. I loved it. She felt so special because she was like, she's my husband's little cousin. And ever since we started dating, like she is always like, she is now 8.
Oh, so she's like at that age where she's like, mm-hmm. yes, girl.
Yeah, and I've known her since she's 3.
Oh, so you, yeah.
So, yeah, she's actually, I think she might be 9 now. I think she turned 9 after our wedding. But she was just so happy and in awe to look anything That's like me. It was, like, so sweet. And we kept, like, taking pictures together all night. She kept dancing with me. We were doing, like, the same dance moves. I was that's like, you're so my cute. Twin. So, and that's, like, memories that she's going to have forever.
Yeah.
She'll have that dress forever.
Yeah.
And maybe even her mother was,
her
like,
child, yeah.
hysterically crying
yeah.
when she
Seeing
saw that.
A little girl. I cry when I think about Scarlett's communion, which is going to be a wedding. Sorry, it's my husband, my daughter Scarlett. I want to see a picture of that because I don't think I saw a picture of that.
Oh, I'll show you.
So
yeah,
cute.
Pull
it
up
it
on
was
your
ridiculous,
phone.
And I don't like kids, but it was sweet.
I don't understand people don't like kids. You were a freaking kid once too. Do you hate yourself?
Well, that's a loaded question.
There's so many people. No,
I
so
like,
many people are like, I hate kids. I'm like, well, did you come out of your mother's freaking vagina as a 14-year-old with a high school diploma?
You should see me interact with kids, and then you'll understand.
Like, I don't understand it. No, I don't
some
get it.
People
I don't get it.
It's a loaded
people.
Question. I'll
no, I don't get it.
Later.
Because when people say I hate old people, well, guess what, bitch? Give yourself another 15, 20 years. You're going to be that motherfucking old
person. Yeah, but you're not going back to being a
Maybe
child.
Maybe I just hate people.
Yeah. I think for me.
I don't. Yeah, go on.
I just don't know how to act around children usually. Although with Justin's little cousin, she's mature. She was an only child for she just became an older sister now at this age. So she's been that old, like that only child, and I was an only child too. So I knew how to act around her because we were mature.
You're the same vibes.
Yeah, when I was a kid, I was very mature because I didn't have any siblings. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't know how to act around like crazy kids. Yeah.
Some people.
No,
are
she
not
had
maternal.
A really good vibe to her. I like chatting with
I
her.
I mean, I don't know. That's just.
But I think that some people are just not maternal, and that's
Maybe.
Okay. Not
that's
everyone
okay.
is made to have children, and that's probably the best.
But you don't have to be maternal to. You
world,
can, even if you're not maternal, does mean you hate kids? I don't know. Anyway,
yeah.
I love kids. You're gonna you don't love my daughter? Okay, bye. Bye. I want to touch upon trends.
Trends.
Trends. Wedding trends. Bridal trends.
Trendy brides.
Yeah.
What are we seeing out there, bridal dress wise? What do you think? So Corinne, 2024, right?
Yeah.
What do you see? Is it gonna be the hottest new trend?
I think. Oh, the hottest new trend. Well. Right now, what's trending is, like, very girly things, like the bows, the pearls, anything like that.
Coquette vibe.
Like
yeah,
tea party.
That's trending.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
right now, you know, Laura came out with that Bridgerton collection, and that's actually very, like,
what?
Feminine and girly, oh, even yeah. though it's a period type of look.
What, who came
Almost
out
Almost, like, more traditional, I would say, oh. in a way.
I don't know if it's traditional, because it gives me very, like... Is the word French provincial what I'm looking for?
Yeah. French is the word French yeah. prostitution. What? What?
I said provincial.
What is that?
Do you know
mean?
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, provisional?
Yeah.
Isn't that what they get?
The
like,
reason,
provincial.
So my reasoning for that is I'm noticing a lot right now is like the satin dresses that have like some applique or beadwork
yeah.
to it now, which is... Because to me, satin is traditional. Satin is always
going
to, like,
never
you're
going
to look
style.
Never 30 years from now, and it's going to be poppin' still. Like,
yeah.
you're still going to love your dress. And I'm seeing a lot of that now, like lots of satin dresses are coming out, but they're like satin with a twist. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely.
Yeah, like the train, and then it has like the cutouts with the lace and then the tulle. And it's very, it's all about like the femininity right now.
Do you see
right
like florals?
We're seeing more colors.
Yeah.
Colors. I'm still waiting for.
I love the colors.
I'm still Let waiting for green because I feel like that's just going
to
be
that freaking
like,
dress right there. If I had to get married over again, like come on down to Ivory Main. There's a dress in the window right now.
I'm staring at
it.
It
is. Freaking beautiful. I would do a it floral is. Dress if I,
oh my
yeah,
God.
It's
I
could really I would too. If you're gonna do a floral dress, now's the time because these types of trends don't last
they don't
forever.
Last.
They don't.
But we are seeing more and more girls think out of the box. I think I love the other that. Thing, not to bring back Allure again, but the Disney line, they came out with the
I remember that line.
Evil. Well, no, now they have the
Villains?
The villains, thank you. So there's a dress that's like there's dresses that are like reminiscent
of
the Disney
one?
Villains. I believe probably.
Does she got
freaking
tentacles. That's my favorite of Ursula.
I'm thinking it probably doesn't have tentacles, but
Gia,
my light died. I know my light Gia's just light died. Okay. Yeah. So we're not filming the podcast like for public viewing.
That's okay. You can still
but
record though.
No, I'm telling the public.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we're not going to have like videos, I don't think, on YouTube, but we're going to have clips and whatnot on Instagram, on TikTok, everything. And now my light died. But anyways.
That's okay. We'll see.
But this is a side note. But back to
Allure. Your
light
will never die.
Yeah. So back to Allure.
Put
what
your flash
I,
on.
Oh, yeah. I guess I could do that. Hold on. I might not. No, it doesn't do
no,
it when you're
fucking. Fuck it. Yeah, she's got no light. All right, back
I'll get there. Honestly, it's not too bad. Anyways, what I really like about Allure and their collections is for what the vibe and the theme is. They actually, especially the Bridgerton one, go online to Allure's website and look at their Bridgerton photographs because they got lookalikes of the actual characters. There's men staring in our window right now with a mustache.
Right, and one has a cigar.
One has a cigar.
Please do not come in.
Hi.
Probably hi, Mr. Sir.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Like, fuck off. We are vibing.
Who is
anyway,
that?
Did I flash them?
So, Allure?
No.
I've never actually seen
do they need
it.
Something?
No.
I don't know.
Ignore
because
them.
I will...
No, ignore them. I've actually never
open
seen...
Open this tripod and beat them up.
No, he looks like he's in the mob. You're not going out there. Wait. He's got like a little baby pony. I can't. So, Allure, Bridgerton.
They put literal knockoffs. Like, not... I mean,
oh,
I'll
like
say lookalikes, not knockoffs.
You're talking about the people that
yeah,
are
they do
the
lookalike
show.
Models of the Bridgerton people.
Bridgerton.
I swear. I'll have to pull up the website for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I want to see them, actually.
Because they go... I have to be out of their way to find these models that are lookalikes.
Corinne, can you show me pictures of the villain line, too? And do we have that? Do we have their collection here? Or
no, so... I don't want to plug anybody, but there's only one store in New York that's able to have the
really?
Disney line.
Cut it out. Who?
It's a giant store in the city. I'll just leave
it. Oh, Kleinfeld?
What? You can't.
We cut it out.
Do you not know? You know what? That's what I'm tired of.
Oh, me? Cassie's mouth?
Cassie's anyway. Speaking when she's not spoken to.
These people that don't pay attention. Don't take cues.
Anyway. Selections. Let's see.
I took that cue, but we could cut it out. Anyway, so anyway. Yeah, let me see that. I'm really interested in that.
Oh, I forgot she has a cell phone.
Oh, that is
I
beautiful.
Do have a cellular.
Okay,
yeah,
yeah.
I forgot
hold
about
on. Look,
that.
Did you watch Bridgerton?
Never.
Really? Okay.
No, I didn't watch it either.
So look
I just watched Bravo.
No, literally, same though. I don't know.
I mean, listen, I'm not... they're all right. I'm really... I think our dresses are prettier here.
But it's literally it is
so
it is a lookalike. Anyway, sorry.
Trends. Beautiful. So we see a lot of florals, a lot of girly.
Yeah, I think you're gonna see a lot of florals, a lot of, like we said, pearls, bows. The bows are huge right now.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's like something going earrings. Around on Pinterest right now, but a lot of brides are coming in who are requesting like heavily beaded things. Ooh. And we're getting a lot more heavily beaded things
100%.
In.
Which is crazy because for a while, what was happening was that trend of like heavily beaded dresses was going out. Mm-hmm. So, and we are a new store and I feel bad sometimes when girls come in because I'm like, okay, we don't have this because we don't have a lot of the older styles. Well, so a lot of my dresses were lace and then people would come in looking for beaded dresses and I'm like, okay, that's not trending right now. So I don't have that in the store. But now they're looking for more beaded. So hopefully that will come back.
Do you know how Gen Z is like all up on the 90s bullshit trends these days?
Yeah.
Do you see that in wedding dresses? Like, because I feel like the Gen Z population is the next in line to get married, correct? Like, the what?
That's
like,
a good point.
Yeah, that would be. I haven't really seen anyone like look.
Not yet.
Imagine but, if that comes back.
Yeah, but that kind of is because I feel like the 90s. Beat if it. You think of like even dresses that they were wearing, it was very like simplistic, like spaghetti straps, yes. silky dresses, like yep. You know. So I feel like spaghetti there straps, was yeah. a you know simplistic what's not vibe coming that was back? Going around. What?
Like the two pieces.
That's actually probably not now. Anyway.
Not yet.
Not
now. Not yet.
Sheena Shea.
Sheena Shea.
Sheena Shea. Yeah.
With the yeah.
Because what year did she get married?
Like, that was like what 2010.
Like 2000.
So yeah. No, couldn't have been 2010. We're in 2024.
13. I would say maybe 2013.
So that's not bad. Really? Yet.
Because I'm also thinking about can when I went that? To prom, and around that time, it was a lot of. Well, honestly, well, that's why I went to prom in 2016 and 2017. A lot of people were doing top bottom. So maybe
did you get left back?
What?
Wait, why'd you go to prom twice?
Because I went to junior prom and senior prom.
Oh.
Yeah. Technically, no, what do you I was mean? Not. I actually, one of my biggest fears when I was in school starting the new year, I was actually afraid because I'm actually quite tall. I'm around 5'9", if anyone's curious. So I was afraid. I've always been taller than everyone in my classes. So I thought that they would think I was a year older and then the teachers would think I was stupid and that
this
I was
what,
held
this
back.
This is what was going
but you're not
your
stupid
mind.
At all. You're like yeah. a little
is this
genius.
What went through your head?
I swear, literally
good
in the
God,
front,
Gia.
I have anxiety. Anyways, all right. Back to business. I'm looking at the Allure Villain collection on the side.
The trend thing is so interesting because, you know, whatever the trend is, I mean, we always cater to it. Like, you're always buying, like, the newest and most innovative stuff. But we also do have, like, dresses that are from other, you know, obviously other seasons, so.
Oh, yeah, of course, because it's until they discontinue, yeah. you know, we sell them off the rack or right. whatever it is. But, yeah, there's a lot of different styles in here. I mean, we have almost
have
over
everything.
600 dresses. So.
Over, definitely over 600
there's,
dresses.
There's a lot. We have the largest selection in Long Island by far, so.
Oh, 100%. And when
and
you
probably
come in,
one of the largest ones in New York.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. And it's I can't believe everyone that comes here, like Kath, I can't believe it. I'm like, I know, it's stunning.
There's a lot of dresses. It's a lot.
You know, and our stylists work hard to keep up with the trends, and obviously we'll mm-hmm. listen to everything that you say when you come into the store.
Of course.
And I love when I come in and visit and I see the girls on the floor working with the brides, which kind of leads me into my next topic that I want to discuss. Tipping your bridal stylist.
This is very gosh. Controversial.
Hang on to your titties, girls and guys and gays.
Can I just say I've gotten into so many arguments with Justin about this
yes.
because he has a totally different point of view. And I respect his point of view, but I think it's wrong.
So I want Gia, very quickly.
Yeah. And wait, before... Paul does not disagree with, he does disagree with Justin.
Yeah.
Because we were all in the car on the phone.
Yeah. Before we get into it, Gia, very quickly, okay. explain to us the TikTok.
Yeah,
we saw. I did a blind reaction to it, and I got like
that was pretty good.
Yeah,
salty.
So she did get salty.
Explain
yeah.
this. Explain it very quickly. This girl, what she did on this female, what she did on the talk.
Yeah. So imagine one day I'm dilly dallying, doing my little thing, and then I get a text from Corinne, and she goes like, "Oh my gosh, you have to look at this TikTok." I go, "Okay." So I open up the TikTok, and homegirl is talking about. Honestly, I'm not really 100% sure, but she was saying she was very offended, I suppose. She was what did she say? She was boiling,
she's
seething,
basically
sweating.
Flabbergasted because...
She was flabbergasted yeah. basically because she went to a bridal appointment. She bought her dress. And then the tip screen asked her if she wanted to tip. By the way, on those tip screens, I'm sure we've all seen them by now. It does say
no.
It does
and
say
custom.
No.
It says other.
It does say no.
Does say,
and chances are
no,
no one's
yeah.
going to give a crap.
So she was just kind of popping off at the idea of tipping your bridal stylist during your bridal appointment.
Yes.
And she was very unhappy about it. And then the comments were going sicko. So
I think
let's
thing,
get into it.
The thing that triggered me the most about her banter was that she straight up said, like, it's not a service. And I'm just like, that's it. Like, listen, you can have your opinion. If you feel like you don't want to give anyone a gratuity, industry, all industries across, I think, all lines of anything, of what anyone does, you don't have to give a gratuity. It's always appreciated,
it's always
never
optional.
Expected. It's always mm-hmm. optional. You do you, boo. But the fact that she straight up looked in the camera with her sweatshirt on in her room, and she was like, it's not a service. Like,
which,
okay.
That does trigger me, too, because
yes.
if you knew what we did,
right.
like, you're not coming into, like, a warehouse and you're just browsing the racks on your own. Like,
right.
that is
it's
far from the truth.
Market.
Like, we're girls who have experience. We're with you 90 to, you know, 120 minutes. Like, that's right. A long time. You're getting champagne. You're getting, like, everything that you could possibly need, I'm providing to you. I'm sometimes your therapist in the fitting room. Mm-hmm. I'm hyping you up. I'm, you know, battling with your family to make sure that they only speak kindly to you. Yeah. Like, I'm practically with you fully naked in the fitting room.
Yes. Even before that, explain what we do. And I know we do it because I used to do it. We are gonna you give us your full name. We're looking you up on social media. We're seeing what your style is. Yes. You're gonna fill out an interview. We are gonna sit there. We're gonna browse our inventory in our computer, and we are gonna look exactly what dresses. You're not gonna come here and there's gonna be no dresses pulled. We're prepared. We know what we're doing.
My brides come in here and I have a notebook full of styles I think they're gonna like, and I just confirm with them like what budget they're trying to stay around. That's it. And then I already have a list of dresses I'm pulling for them out of the close to 600 dresses that we have in the store. 600. So,
and let's bring it back to, we are not saying this because we do not think that you should tip us. You do not have to. But don't say it's not a service, and don't go shitting on, because I feel like when you say like it is completely a service. Right?
I mean, listen, let's for a second play devil's advocate. Let's say she went to a store that they didn't give her a service, but you can't. You're making a blanket statement across the board for all bridal stylists. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that a couple of the brides that have come here, if not all of them, can say that was an incredible experience and the girls don't leave our side. This isn't like, you know, some other shops where we're helping like a couple of people at one time. Like, you are paired with one specific stylist. She's with you for that duration. So again, like the 1.5 hours to the 2 hours that she's with you, she's basically your go-to girl for anything that you could possibly need. Right. So, and then afterwards, if you buy the dress, you can always call, you can ask questions, you can email in, blah, blah, blah. And this girl will definitely, you know, continue on the relationship with you. So it is a process.
You don't just buy the dress and you're done and you're, no, like, yeah. Constant communication. You come in, there's alterations. It's not like you're buying a pair of shoes and like, thank you so much, we'll see in another 2 years when we have to buy new shoes. No, like, you're in constant communication with them. When you come in, you try the dress on. That's another experience.
Exactly.
What I wanted to talk to you about, Corinne, she also said in the video, like, what? Like, the owner of the stores don't pay their, like, she said something along the line.
Yeah, she made a comment about the pay them more money. Well, the thing is that we do, I feel like I pay my stylist what, if they're good stylists and they're going to get paid more money. And that's really how that works with payroll. I mean, I think most of us know if you do a good job, you're going to get, you know, what you should be paid. But the thing is that it's up for that specific part of it. It's the customer. If the customer feels like this stylist went above and beyond, customers have come up to me and said, hey, I really want to tip her, but I don't have cash on me. So I think it was great that the processing companies made that option so that I can say, okay, yeah, no problem. Because I've actually charged things to the credit card before the tip thing was an issue, you know, a thing, and then had to give the cash to the girls. So this is fabulous for them. Yeah. And I don't really think that it's an issue. I mean, again, they're making...
You don't have
to. It's a service. And if you think she went above and beyond, then give it to her. But you're not obligated. Nowhere. You know, no one would ever make you feel bad. Nobody in my store will ever say to you, do you want to leave a tip? Nobody, we'll say you can skip the screen, do whatever you
in
want.
In any industry, if they're not giving it a gratuity. Mm-hmm. I've worked weddings before when I have not gotten a gratuity. Okay. Like, you know what? Oh, fine. Like, that doesn't mean I'm not going to give you the same... It's a cert, like, I'm not, you know, so it's just, that was, like, a little bit triggering to me. I would love to know what she does for her line of work. Just let me know.
I mean, I think that she should come here and work a day and tell us that it's not a service. Yeah.
Right. So, and then I'm putting that out there to
her. If anyone knows her personally, send this this podcast her and just, you know, come on down and, you know, we'll let you... We'll give you a whole day full of brides, and then you run around like a lunatic and tell us that it's not a service. I don't care that she said that she was upset about the tipping. Fine. She said that she spoke about, oh, I turned to my friend, I asked her in a different language. That's rude.
Rude. She's like, you know, thank God I speak another language, because I turned around to my friend and I saw, like, what? Like, are you fucking kidding me?
It was very bizarre. The whole thing is, like, very dramatic.
And get over yourself.
Yeah,
like,
I mean, sit down.
They're like, it's just not that big of a deal. Like, calm your tits, all right, bitch?
I feel like clearly. Even, I don't do too much styling because most of my vibe is really social media. But when I do have the opportunity to style, and when I'm at the Port Jefferson store, I'm usually just there myself doing whatever, people buying earrings, random little things. Mm-hmm. And even, you know, like, say I have an amazing appointment with someone and they tip me, I'm like, oh, that's sweet. But I'm like, I feel kind of like Yeah. We had such a good time. Why did you tip me?
Yeah, it's not right.
You know, like, and I think I'm like, we're friends now. You didn't need to do that. And a poor Jeff, they'll buy a pair of earrings. I try to skip that, like, screen so fast that says tip because I'm like, I don't want to make them feel uncomfortable.
Yes,
and I feel uncomfortable that they feel the need. But I'm like, I mean,
you guys got
to talk. Who's going to say goodbye to free money, though?
No.
I'm sorry. I hate to say it. But who?
But if they're tipping you, that means that they felt that you deserved something extra. And that's basically what a tip is.
Yeah.
It, for a service
industry.
Here's a tip. A service industry. Because let me tell you something.
Yeah.
The service industry, the hospitality industry, is not for the weak.
Oh, okay? 100%.
It is the most thankless industry, in my opinion. The most stressful and the most thankless industry that you could ever possibly be a part of. So if you go ahead and you give someone a gratuity, like, that is very, that's very nice. Do you have to? No, absolutely not. That's not what we're saying. All we're saying is you cannot go and shit on someone's career and say it's not a service when it is very well a service. Yeah.
Oh, it's 100%. But here's my thing. Like, what makes it different than, I'm not obviously, like,
no, of course, this is your opinion,
dumping on anybody. What the florist, the photographer, the event planner, like, other things that are involved, the DJ, they came to you, they work for a couple hours, you already paid them.
Yeah.
So technically, isn't that the same thing?
Well, can I say, I worked for a long time as a seamstress in an alterations department, and you would think that that is a service. Like, I'm doing your full dress, I'm deconstructing your dress and putting it back together, and no one ever once thought to tip. Yeah. Ever. Not once. Mm-hmm. But, like, that is, like, you're right. You're saying you're paying for your florist, you're tipping them, you're tipping your hair and makeup stylist. Like, and why not the people who are working on your dress? Like, what are we then? We're...
Yeah, I get it.
Nothing. Basically. But I lost my thought.
Sorry.
No. It wasn't you. It's me and my brain. It's like the names.
Get it together.
Yeah. I almost feel like working here, I've learned. I'm like, oh my gosh, you really tip everyone.
The bitch remembered. Everyone listened.
I'm like, I feel like at the end of the day, you literally have to tip. You remembered?
Yes. So what I was going to say was, again, let's just take the florist, for example. Okay, so she puts all your flowers together. And this girl said, you know, I just spent a lot of money on the dress. And then I have to tip the girl.
Yeah.
Or I'm thinking I have to tip it. Okay, well, I'm thinking in this day and age, I don't know where you're buying your dress, but the average wedding gown on Long Island is about $2,500. Mm-hmm. I can tell you for a fact that I spent like three times that, maybe even a little bit more, on my flowers, and we still tipped her. So I don't understand where that mentality come from. Well, you got your DJ, and that's expensive. Mm-hmm. You did your photography on Long Island for weddings is crazy expensive.
Yeah, no, the whole
crazy it's expensive.
No one does weddings like they do in Long Island.
Oh, yeah.
I don't tell you that much. Oh. And that's a whole different freaking podcast.
Yeah, we'll touch down
Jersey
to it.
Jersey but is the most expensive for
weddings. I heard Texas, too, is giving us all a run for our money. But I don't know. I don't live in Texas, don't have any plans to go there. You guys got really weird, like, scorpions and shit?
In Texas?
I think they have really crazy bugs.
Unsure.
I'm not going anywhere.
Anyway, so next to my next... I think it's time for my favorite segment.
Yay!
What do we... Thick and tired about, girls.
Oh, gosh.
We are going to go around basically at the end of every podcast, and we are going to ask what we are thick on this week, which means what we're feeling, what we're loving, what we're liking, and what we're just straight up freaking tired about. Doesn't have to be about bridal. Doesn't have to be about wedding. It could be about anything that has to pertain to anything.
Do you only have to pick one?
One bitch, okay?
Darn it.
So, yeah, we're going to start with you. What are you thick on, and what are you tired about?
Okay. All right. So, you guys may not know this. We're actually recording this on Valentine's Day. So, I'm thick on Valentine's Day. It's actually one of my favorite holidays. It's within the top three, which is my top three are Hanukkah, Thanksgiving, and Valentine's Day. But anyways, all of them have food to some capacity. But I've always loved Valentine's Day, which is funny because I'm actually the only person at this table who's not married, dating anyone, engaged. I'm fully 1,000% single, but I love and live for Valentine's Day.
Send in your letters, boys.
Yep.
Send in the letters, ladies.
Blonde down. And what are you tired of?
Oh my gosh. So the Super Bowl happened this weekend. I boycotted the bowl. I had a Bring It On-a-thon. I celebrated the unsung heroes of the NFL, the cheerleaders. But I was just beefed up at the game because I'm mad that the Chiefs won because I'm a Birds fan. And the Chiefs stole the bowl from the Birds last year. And then they stole it again this year. And I don't even care about the 49ers. But it just made me a little irate.
Thick and tired. Leah, baby. What are you thick on? What are you tired on, baby?
Okay, I'm thick on date nights.
Yeah.
And actually, so yeah, because it's Valentine's Day, I'm really, really excited to go out to dinner with my husband. It's our first Valentine's Day as a married couple.
Yay.
But I also am thick on the fact that, like, I think we should be taking ourselves on solo dates too. Like, date nights don't have to be just with, like, yes, with your partner. Mm-hmm. Date nights could be me at home, like, pampering myself and doing a face mask or yeah. Yeah, or like bubble bath that. It up. So yeah.
Ooh, bath. I don't do baths.
I don't Corinne loves her
bath. I know she texted me this for a solar retail, so I'm taking a bath. I'm like, that's disgusting. Side note, I don't have any baths in my house. Excuse me, I only take showers. My daughter has been showering like a teenager since she was 1 year old. Anyway, wow. Leah, what are you tired on?
I'm actually tired on not having self-love or body confidence. And I think a lot of people listening could probably relate to that. But yeah, that's been a little bit hard for me lately. So Corinne knows. But it's something I'm working on.
I tell her every day she's beautiful, don't I?
Beautiful. I've always said that about Leah. I was like, wow, she's pretty. Who is that bitch?
Yeah, Leah's hot.
Yeah.
You guys beautiful. Are sweet.
She's beautiful just
but
the way she
it's
is.
Like something internal I have to deal yeah. with. It's something that I've grown up with feeling. Okay. And I don't think it's a Band-Aid fix. Like, I think it's like every day I have to actually put effort into appreciating myself and loving okay. myself. So I'm like tired of not feeling itself. That.
Yeah. That is hard.
Putting that it's effort in. It's that effort.
Yeah.
That is just like.
Well, I'm glad you shared too. That.
I'm you hopeful. Be,
yeah.
Yeah. That it will. That it yeah. will come with age. And but right okay. now, it's just something I'm tired of. I'm tired of like not wanting to look in mirrors. I'm tired of that.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure there's people out there that can relate to you, and I'm happy. Well, I'm not happy that you feel the way. I'm happy you shared that and that you were vulnerable. So. I'm sure people will resonate. You'll resonate with people.
Cassidy,
yours? All right, I'm up. Thick and tired. I am thick on Wednesdays. I've always said this, but I am a mother. I am home all day long with my kid, which it's a blessing, and I'm grateful that I can do that and have my business and work and be flexible where I am right now. But Wednesdays, man, I get up. I can actually shower. I do my hair. Sometimes I'll give myself a blowout. I'll put my makeup on. I'll put like a nice outfit on, and I head here, and it's just like my day. It's like I'm working technically still, but this is, to me, it's not work. It's just like fun, and I can like, you know, really go back to my roots and who I am and just be funny and be silly with you girls. And then I am tired, no offense, Gia, of people that are tired of the Super Bowl. Get the fuck over it. Travis and Taylor, God bless them. They're happy. It's a love story. We got shit going around across the country, yeah. and these two assholes are in love, and they're flaunting it. And you know what? Good for them. God bless. Everyone calm your tits, okay?
Like, Corinne, now it's old news.
Corinna Pitolino-Polizzi, what are you thick on and what are you tired on?
So I was going to say something that kind of like went hand in hand because I'm thick on it and I'm tired on a little
interesting.
Bit, but not really. So
you're fired.
I'm freaking fired. What was that?
Like thick and tired, fired.
No, I understand.
Anyway, go ahead.
She's freaking fired.
Thick and fired.
I'm feeling fired.
I think that in this day and age, people that are polite are underrated and they're few and far between anymore. Like, people don't hold doors for anybody anymore. They don't say thank you anymore.
She's coming at you, Gia.
No. You you said you don't hold doors. Okay, that was not a dig.
Hard Jeopardy fun
fact. That was not.
That was your Jeopardy fun fact. I don't like holding doors for people. Okay.
Yeah, you did say that. But that's not
right. No, I don't like opening doors to strangers.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
right. No, I'm going, because I feel the same way, because I hate people who don't have manners.
Yes. So I think that people get... like so people that are like polite and like genuinely walk around with like a decent attitude, you cannot be in a good mood all the time.
No, you can't.
But I just think that making the effort every once in a while, it's gonna get into, I was in a bad mood this morning when I walked in. I think everyone realized that, but I can quickly get myself out of that.
Move
and
out of
be
the
like
way.
Okay. Yes. Well, I almost broke my ass on ice, so that to be fair, I was not happy.
It was warranted.
It was warranted. Okay, but my tire, so that's my thick. Okay. That's what I'm thick on. And then my tired is people not understanding common sense.
Mm-hmm.
And like people that ask stupid questions. Like,
mm-hmm. I like these ones.
I go on like Instagram and I read comments and I see people and they just ask the most ridiculous things. And I'm just like, have you never heard of Google? Like, what is the, like, I don't understand why you're
yourself
asking.
First.
Yeah.
And then if you need embellishment.
Yeah, and just like the common sense, like directions, like things like this. I'm just like, this is a day and age. We are in 2024, people.
Yeah.
Like, what? I don't understand. Like, what is it that you cannot go? Like, we have so many resources.
Anything up
when
on.
I was a kid, I had to look it up in an encyclopedia, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, no, I get it.
You don't have the time to do you that. Can take to comment a question is the yes. same time you could take
yes.
to put it into Google.
Yes.
Like, yeah. And if you're still unsure, that's when you can go yeah. and speak to somebody about
can
it.
I mean, listen, I feel terrible, and I am going to mention this. This was a person that clearly Googled our store hours, then called and said, got a little aggravated and said, I know you're closed today. Well, then why are you calling?
Yeah.
If you know we're closed, then what? Why are you getting no, up? Oh, my bracelet fell off. Thank
it's
you.
It's really, truly insane.
Yeah. It's, yeah, it is.
But, so that, and that's called my, like 5 times in a row.
Yes, called 5 times oh, in a row and then finally that. Answered the phone yeah. and I said, hello.
Because we were doing content and yes. we try to keep the phones off for that just yeah. because we are closed on yes. this
and,
day.
And FYI, everyone, we are closed on Wednesdays for content.
We are closed Wednesdays for content. We are closed in Port Jeff on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. And the fact of the matter is, this is a small business. This is not a mall. We are not Target.
Right. We're not Bloomingdale's.
I have one person that yeah. runs this whole place, and we all need a break. And one day a week, I don't think is too much to ask for.
Right.
And you can call the next day.
Right.
So we will get back to you as soon as humanly possible.
Right. So that's Corinne's yeah. thyroid.
So that's my thyroid today.
Thick and tired. Well, ladies, nice. It's a new year. It's a new podcast. We want to know what you want to hear from us.
Yeah.
We would like you to send in your stories, questions, or anything you think we need to hear. Okay.
We want some juice.
Give us yeah. something. Give us anything. I mean,
like,
we're gonna talk about. We have a whole bunch of exciting things lined up. We're gonna do some special guests on the podcast. Yay. We're gonna be answering questions. Maybe do a little, you know, Q&A one day.
Julia Roberts is gonna be here.
We have
no
Diane Keaton coming in. No, just kidding. No,
maybe
just kidding.
The algorithm will pick up on that.
Maybe. Diane, we love you. Come in. Me and Corinne are obsessed with Diane Keaton. We were obsessed with her.
She's
love her so much.
She's our spirit animal.
Wait.
We need you.
If we're going to get Diane Keaton, can we get like Jane Fonda and 100%. Last name?
Anyway. Don't let her hear that.
Anyway, listen. Oh my God. Listen. We want you to send in your stories, questions, or anything you really want to hear about. Also, we need you to follow us, please, on Instagram and TikTok.
Yes.
Gia, what is our Instagram handle?
Our Instagram is ivory_and_main.
And our TikTok?
I think it's just ivory main.
I think it's just ivory main.
Ivory Maine.
Please email your questions
you
or funny stories.
Yeah, just, Ivory
yeah Google it. All right.
Google it. Damn it, Google
anyway,
it.
Anyway, that's it for the day. I had so much fun talking to you ladies. I thought this was a really good time. It was a good kickoff
good
to
job.
Our Thick and Tired podcast. And we will see you next Tuesday. Wink, wink.
Whoop, whoop.